I hate doing your show.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
We are thrilled to have you.
Great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Whatever. You're weird. You're weird. Get off my back, Molly.
Get a Big Mac, Jason.
Okay. Molly said it best. I said fart in the bathtub. She said gross.
I love Matt Hamilton.
You are 1,000,000% right, Jim. That should be a drop, too.
Thank you.
Dynamite drop in, my guy.
Thank you.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
It's finally Friday before the big Packers-Bears game on Saturday. And Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm great, although Bears fans are kind of jerks.
How so? What's up with that?
But first, let's be honest. Like, if you're going to name yourself on Twitter and not use your actual name, Chi-Town Beast?
Okay.
Kidding me?
Yeah, that's not great.
Sounds like a cool dude.
I'm not optimistic about how he interacted with you. Or they interacted with you.
Yes, yeah. I don't want to make any assumptions either. Wait. His name's Nick Diaz.
Okay.
So Nick Diaz called himself Chi-Town Beast. Yeah.
Okay.
So I said on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee that I believe the Packers are still the better team. And then I expect them to win, even without Micah Parsons. And so, is that really, first of all, is that bold? Is that controversial?
No, especially compared to the stuff that KBN is throwing out there. I don't feel like this game is a slam dunk for the Bears at all, and neither does Vegas. Obviously, the line just switched, but it's basically a pick'em.
Yeah, and so, I am the guy, as you well know, and I'm going to tell my guy, Chi-Town Beast, this, because I like to reply to people occasionally. I'm the guy who wants Caleb Williams to be good. Find me another person who has said that covers the team, or certainly a fan of the Packers who said that, right? Like that, nobody wants that. Packers fans want to keep kicking the Bears' butts, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Homer thinks I'm ridiculous for thinking that. So I get a kick out of social media. I mean, obviously, Maddie posted that with a little fire emoji, looking to stir up some trouble, and we got some. But I just, always overconfident, always underachieving. Packers in a nutshell. Really? Jordan Love is on the same level as Josh Allen, Drake May, Stafford, etc. I know I haven't said that. Most delusional fan base, they don't have sure wins against Bears anymore anytime soon. Yeah, I don't think it's a sure win, but I think it's going to be a great game. I'm really excited about this. I'm looking forward to covering it. I'm looking forward to being at Soldier Field. Looking forward to not driving around Chicago neighborhoods trying to find the hotel. I am excited to cover this game. So I just... The idea that I of anyone is delusional about the Bears and Packers. Come on, Chi-Town Beast. All right, now we can move on.
Yeah, as someone who's been on the other side of it, I feel your pain of people really project a lot onto one person. But I'll ask you this: did you think this rivalry would be as close or heated or as important as quickly as it has become since Ben Johnson's arrived?
I did think it would happen quickly, yes. Okay. I'm not sure if I thought that this would be a 10-4 team against a 9-4-1 team. First of all, who predicts a tie?
Right.
secondly, I don't think that I was expecting that for this matchup. Like when the schedule came out, I thought, boy, that's weird. They don't play the Bears until late in the year. And I know I said on our show, I would not want that. I want to get them early. New coaching staff, right? Quarterback in a new offense. Like, I would have, you want to have them play twice in 3 weeks. I would have much rather had it be early in the season if I'm a Packers fan. So, I thought it would escalate fairly quickly. Now, I did think it was interesting, because there was a lot of downplaying, and I don't think it was phony either. Like, I think they got into the heat of the game and realized that this is different, but they got so many young guys on the Packers roster that I really thought that they would look at it as, it's just another game, right? I mean, we're buddies with other players on other teams, all that kind of stuff. I would have thought that they would continue to look at this as just sort of, well, yeah, they're in the division. It's like any other division game. And that's obviously not the case. And it was chippy now, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I think the fact that Burden is going to be out is good news. But, I thought it was really interesting that Keyshawn Nixon, who is not one to admit when he's wrong, by the way, not like Paula. oh, boy, did I get a look for that.
Savage.
Like, for him to admit that I need to chill, that's what he said, that tells you that things got a little out of hand, right, in the mm-hmm. first meeting. And the fact that they're playing each other so close together, I would argue, is not going to turn down the temperature any. I think this is going to be another, as Josh Jacobs called it after the game, another fist fight.
Yeah, Jason, you mentioned when talking about your online interaction that you want Caleb Williams to be good. And I feel like this has been common knowledge throughout our stations and airwaves. We were just talking, we were reacting to Kyle Wallace's take and Chris Canty's response from earlier, from yesterday and then today. Jim posed the thought that Packers fans, or at least Kyle and Ben, sound like they're afraid of Caleb Williams. From your interaction with Packers fans, do you think, generally speaking, that Packers fans are scared of Caleb Williams?
I don't think they're scared of him currently. I think, and again, you know, Riley, you know this, it is not my job or desire to tell Packers fans what to think or how to fan or how to feel, okay? But I think if they're scared of Caleb Williams, they're scared that he's going to become good. Yep. I don't think they're overly scared of him right this very second, but they are seeing signs of, oh boy, this guy could be actually good and that he could be a problem, right? Like, I've seen him make some throws this season. I've also seen him miss easy throws, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And Jim, you know that as well as anyone.
Yep.
But I've seen him make some throws that if I were a Packers fan, I'd be like, ooh, this guy might actually know what he's doing. And especially, you know, Packers fans, again, I'm not here to disparage them. But it sure is easy to be a Packers fan when it comes to this rivalry over the last three decades. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that during the 70s and 80s, when people were our age then, or Riley, when, I mean, you're not our age, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like it was not fun to be a Packers fan. And if you had Bears fans at work or Bears fan friends, they were rubbing your face in it every chance they got, right? I mean, I remember there was a game where Chester Marcole got a field goal blocked and it came back to him, right? And it like he caught it and ran with it. And it was like one of the great moments in Packers history. Turned out he was high on cocaine on the play, by the way, as he wrote in his book.
Okay.
But, you know, this nerdy kicker with the horn rim glasses running in for a touchdown. And oh my God, the Packers beat the Bears, because it happens so infrequently. Right. And so when I look at the rivalry now, this is one of the reasons why, because it's my job to tell stories, and I want to tell great stories of, oh, this Packers-Bears rivalry. It's like Nitschke and Butkus, right? Papa Bear Hallis and Vince Lombardi, because we just haven't had that. So I don't think they're afraid of him today. Hmm. I think they are afraid of what he could become.
And I think that's a good way to look at it. And speaking of what could become, this rivalry has the potential, with Ben Johnson specifically, setting aside the quarterback and the players, for the first time since Lovie Smith, the Bears have a coach who I think can be pretty dang good, and he's getting a lot of accolades for it, and it feels like it could be something special. But this game coming up here is pretty big for both teams, but especially the Packers, because if the Bears win this, they're in the driver's seat to win the division, which means it's another year where Jordan Love has been the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, where they haven't won the NFC North title. They don't own the North. And all of a sudden, a team like Chicago builds on their confidence. They're no longer afraid of the Packers. They have the division. Ben Johnson seems to instill. The Packers, Lions, and Bears, I think, are still going to be battling for the top over the next few years. But this season that had Super Bowl aspirations could slip away to not winning the division if they lose this game.
Yeah, that's true. I would also say this, and obviously you're not thinking of it this way because you're a Bears fan, but I look at the two games that they have left, and the Bears could win this game tomorrow night and still lose the division.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Right? And so, you know, I don't know what the Packers are going to do. The Ravens obviously have things to play for. And then obviously Minnesota's, you know, in the dumpster at this point. But I would argue that to some degree, this is a game that it is more important to the Bears than it is to the Packers. But don't think for a second that it's not important to the Packers, because they win this game and they're sitting awfully pretty for the number two seed,
mm-hmm.
right? And they very well could, even though, again, the Ravens have a lot to play for as well. The Ravens kind of are like the Chiefs, right? They're not on brand, right? The Chiefs this season did not play like the team that wears that uniform. They played like a different team, and with the injuries and everything else, I think the Ravens have too.
Yep.
But yeah, this is huge. And if the Packers win, I do think they're going to get the number two seed. I still don't believe that. I think they could have survived losing one of the two. Lose Kraft or lose Parsons, mm-hmm. but losing both, I just believe that stars win in the postseason. You go to your guy goes and wins the game for you. That's why, you know, the times that Rodgers failed to do it, he was criticized for it, because that's what stars do, is they win the most. They give their best when their best is required. And without both those guys, I just see them as a good playoff team that even with beneficial seating will not be able to get to the Super Bowl. And if I'm wrong, I'll talk to you guys from Santa Clara in about a month.
Well, I hope you end up being wrong, Jason. You're talking to us from California. A more minute question, I guess. Not necessarily a superstar, but Kingsley Enagbare. Do you know how he's feeling today? He's listed as questionable with an illness. And how important do you think a healthy Kingsley would be to the Packers, to their rushing defense? Because I feel
no,
like...
No, and to their pass rush, though, too. You're not wrong. I don't know. I have not checked Kingsley's temperature.
Okay.
But we didn't have access today. So I have not seen him now for a couple days. But he's without Micah Parsons, and obviously none of these guys are replacing Micah Parsons. We all understand that. But you do have to try and recreate him in the aggregate, and he is a guy that would contribute to that. I mean, look, as Jim painfully knows, Kingsley Enagbare had one of the biggest plays in their first meeting.
Yep.
12 days ago. I mean, that was big time. And that hit on third and one to set up fourth down, to set up the interception, was enormous. And so he's a really important piece with, I mean, frankly, I would say even before Parsons' injury, based on his production and based on his consistency, he was a more important piece than Rashawn Gary had been. So, you know, obviously you're hoping that he's sick on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Your hope would be that by Saturday he's good to go. But again, I don't have his vital signs at the moment, so I can't answer that.
Jason, we appreciate the great insight, and we're all hoping for a heck of a football game, at least.
Yes.
Something that comes down. I mean, the last game was fantastic, so mm-hmm. hopefully this one is too.
Yeah, I will be very curious, because I never thought the game 12 days ago was going to be a slam dunk. And like you said, I don't think this game's a slam dunk for either team. I think it's a pick 'em. I just think the Packers are a little bit better now, and I look forward to another decade of these going forward. All right, guys, take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
What vanity plate should I switch to? I like this one from PPLIKME, but I think that's one too many letters. And is that People Lick Me? It's L I K.
That looks like People Lick.
I mean, it's not the worst play they have. People Lick Me.
Having that car
part. It is Pee-Pee Lick Me.
It is one too many letters.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.